teachers were also like complaining too.
No. That's what they say, but...
Yeah. I feel like people just want to be mad at him just to be mad at him. Like, for no reason. Yeah.
And then well, anyway. That could be the case, like...
Anyway, welcome back to part two. Because we started recording 16 seconds ago.
Oh, my bad. Okay, well, you could just cut that part out. Okay, let's start again. Intro.
Well, anyway,
Welcome back to the podcast with Fire Guy, and I have again created Kid Skits, and I have Daniel Kudazi from Instagram. Today we're going to continue our session on dreams. Last time we left off with
something. Yeah. Tyron was about to talk about his snake dream.
Yeah, well, I had this dream.
Oh my god, it was about to attack me.
Mom, it moved. For some reason, instead of getting it from that place where I got it from, this wizard gave it to me.
Uh-oh.
And then did something to Chase.
It
ate him? No. Like, the wizard did something to Chase. Oh. Magic spell or something.
It turned into an ogre.
When we got home, Chase turned into that big snake that I was scared of. And he chased me in the bathroom. And then my dad came in, put him in the tub, and then I ran out and we locked the door. Then we stood there for maybe 2 minutes, and we opened the door, and then because we heard the toilet flushing, and Chase was gone. Chase the snake flushed himself.
I was a snake.
Yeah, you were the snake for some reason.
I was a big one.
You know that
huge.
You know that movie Flushed Away.
Oh my god.
That was his dream for like 2 seconds.
I remember
I was always so scared of him. Going to the bathroom in that toilet after that. I was like, Chase, the snake's gonna get me.
Yeah, you know what happens, right? Like, even though it's a dream, you don't know it's real, you're still scared of it.
Just Chase, you down there?
Chase!
I'm an ogre.
We tend to do an ogre.
Take dumps and pees at record speeds. Oh my god.
I'm about to pee.
I'm about to have a tall window that's really high, but you're still scared because it's a window. Like when you go bathroom and you know that it's
a window. In my older house, to go to the bathroom, you go out, there's like so many windows, you go upstairs.
Yeah.
And there's like, it's all open, and you squeak the floor, you gotta squeak the door, and it's like scary.
I know, I remember getting up at like 2 a.m, you guys were all asleep. And I was like, tired, and he's like, what? And I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. And you're like, okay, go to bed. And I was like, I'm scared. And you're like, he didn't oh my get, god, this kid's like 13 years old. And I was like, don't judge me. It's all like open up there.
He did the same thing, because we were talking about the new X-Men, like New Mutants. And we talked about how like how scary the trailer was. And like, about to go to bed, he's like, Sanigaleria, get up.
Oh, you don't
believe me. Can you come with me? I gotta pee and I don't wanna be alone. And I'm like, sure, whatever.
He literally walked with me up to the bathroom and he was just like dead asleep, like barely even walking. And I kept having to turn around to check on him and he was still with me because he was so quiet. And we get up there and he's like, I'm going back to the bed. And I was like, wait, I'm almost done. And when
it's taken so long.
Yeah, I come out. And you were like, okay, let's go. I basically all the way back downstairs. I had no reason to be scared. I just was. I'm pretty sure I just got done watching the new It movie.
You might get scared yourself.
Yeah.
I would always say, every time my cousin would be like by himself, and like, because sometimes they used to sleep over a lot. And he would like walk around the house for some reason, like either it's like thirsty or getting water.
At night, scratching the doors.
And at night. Anyway, he used to be by himself at night, and I would like get up and I would hear him, and then I'll go, "Hi, Georgie." Mm-hmm. He's like, he wanted to fucking cry.
How old was he?
Like, he was 5, and torturing him. And I walked up behind him, like really, like very creepily. I'm like. And I tell him like this, I'm like, "Hi, George." He's like, he like screamed bloody murder. He's like, and my mom's like, "What are you doing?" And I was busting out laughing. And he's like, and my uncle's like, "Why would you do that?" And I'm like, "Because I'm the older one. It's my job."
It's my job to torment.
To any like older siblings or cousins, it's the job to bully the younger ones.
You know what? I'm Blaine, and you used to come over to older house. You know that we lived in the basement.
Yeah, we slept in the basement.
Not the
entire. It was a nice basement.
Blaine would never. I remember he'd never come in our room. Like even if it was me, him, and my buddies, he'd never come in because he got like bad vibes from it. Remember, he always played Legos outside.
Just like outside your door.
Yeah. I remember me and Tyron used to play like Bionicles, just whatever. Oh, yeah.
Those things were pretty cool. I remember we like had a whole freaking like play session, and we're all like freaking 14 and older. We're all just playing with like those things, and I was like, "This is awesome, man!"
I still have like my bin of Legos in the basement, but now it's just got like old stuff and broken toys in it.
Yeah, one time I remember that super tall guy, we're trying to record tall guy. Oh, yeah, I had that one. Had like that kind of like a bunk bed kind of bed, but there's no bunk bed, just tall.
Yeah. You put like a weird like green thing on the bottom, like
oh,
a
yeah. Because me and Kings used to pretend we were playing this animal game, or here's my little jungle hideout. Walk under my bed.
That's a
bowl. Oh, that was cool. I like those. I miss those bits.
Man, we used to be so cool. Now we're like self-conscious.
I mean, I had the coolest beds. You guys were way behind Yesta.
I never came over back then. Actually, remember that one week, I like came over every day for a week.
Yeah.
But I would never sleep over. I think I slept over.
You slept over.
You slept over the very first time.
And we started pouring yarn on your shoes.
Yes.
You started pouring yarn for your laces.
Oh, that was that one time.
I think we all started like hanging out together when like it was after his graduation party. That's when we like officially started hanging out.
Yeah.
And one time we're like, let's make a thing out of it, and then like you would be there and I wouldn't, or I would be there and you wouldn't.
Yeah. Was he at my graduation party?
I was. I remember it was a tent down at the river, and
I took a long time to like go swimming. Huh?
I was getting mixed up with a different
party. Lamonis was always the first one to show up.
I was like, I remember him there. I just waited.
He was at the second one, not the first one.
I just like,
yeah, two graduation.
I remember not even like being there so long, waiting to go swimming. I'm like, I would sit there and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go in. And like the last minute, I'm like, I'm going in.
Remember one time when you like jumped in the water? It was like 12, and we were like, let's go swimming. And you were the only one that jumped in?
No, Chase did. It was after
you,
I did.
Yeah, you and Chase and me and Tyron were just watching you guys in our swimming shorts. Yeah. And we're just like, no, I'm good.
I always want to go, but I always said, I jump in at you, it's
going
to bite my penis off.
It's going to be
your
penis.
Shape.
Oh my god.
Like, oh, it's kind of peeing, like, Suguay Diesel made them for that, because their shape is like...
Why are they like that?
I don't know.
I bet he, like, saw a snake and was like,
I think you should change the subject, not because I'm uncomfortable, but... The people who are listening to the podcast are
being very... There's a fly going here.
I was tempted so many times during the last podcast, like, should I?
Yeah, like, what's this flag for?
Well, yeah, what is it for? If somebody knows, I'm pretty sure there's comments on here, right? You can add a comment.
I could, but I don't want to.
I don't want to.
I'm saying, like...
I don't want to, and I don't know how.
I don't even know what this is.
No, I'm pretty sure other people can, but if anyone knows what the flag is for, just let us know in the comments. We're using the app called Anchor. It turns out that there's no comments. I'd be so like...
You can get this on your computer too.
I know.
You think people are listening?
Probably.
Yeah.
I like to think so.
How many followers do you have?
I got mess. I don't even know.
Jeez, just flexing.
Shit, like 15?
I don't know.
I lost
like,
count.
I don't keep track of like anything.
You have like 31 subscribers, huh? I'm like 29.
No, I have like 29 too.
29? For real? I caught up to you? Oh! Tyron's checking right now.
Some guy...
I don't got your YouTube channels on my phone?
You're a monster.
Some
like a millionaire on Snapchat, and he looked legit. Like, I've seen, like, he DM'd me. He's like, what's up? And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna see who this goes. So I was like, hi, and we were talking, and I'm like, oh, I have a YouTube channel. And he's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah.
No way, you would have been like freaking 30,000 subscribers by now.
No, not really. I mean, he's not really famous. Nobody knows who he is, so.
I had a guy on the Hive. He was like, anyone want to be in a video, come towards me. And I was like, okay. So I went over to him just to see. And so we went down to, like, this fountain.
Did you look up his stream?
No, it wasn't a stream. He didn't tell me what his name was. He befriended me. And then that's it.
I had
and
that.
So he was like looking. I knew it was him. I knew it was a real YouTube video because when I was standing next to him, he was like, go into third person view. So I did. And he was like, look where I'm looking. So I did. And he was like it looked like he was
like
talking.
Like signaling you?
Yeah. And it looked like he was like talking. And he's like, today we have a guest and blah, blah, blah. Like you know, like how you do the Minecraft intro. So I was like, oh, this must be actually legit. So he was like doing everything and I was like, give me your Discord so we can talk to each other, and he wouldn't, and I was like, god damn it.
Turns
out it was Carl.
But he only said he had 1,000 views. Mm. No, I would rather play with, like, Dream. Probably not.
I don't care who, as long as they're, like, streaming, I'm like, all right. Go with me.
As long as they're more than me, man.
I think I first got Twitch. I don't know why I got it. I just thought it'd be cool.
I called you so many times on Discord. I was like, yo, do you want to be part of this Twitch stream? And you would never answer.
Because you would, like, lag out. And I wouldn't exactly hear what you're saying. So I'm like, And plus, like, every time I would, like, at the time, all Yon Augusta's friends were there. So they
There was no one here. There was literally
At my house, they have, like, 2 phones. And 3 tablets. Your house is on a TV. My mom is on a Zoom call. I'm on my Xbox and my phone. I'm just glad this thing even gets like 1 bar.
I know. At this house, when I was streaming, it was literally only me and Sarah in the house that were on the Wi-Fi. And it was still like frame drops after another. I was like, oh my god. I was getting so mad. Alright, let's change the subject because these two are getting bored.
Yeah.
AF.
I was not paying attention to anything you guys had to say.
So. Well, we were talking.
We were kind of just talking to each other.
Twitch, so it was pretty nerdy.
Guys, I just want to plug in my YouTube channel, but I don't got one, so I can't.
Oh, you should. That'd be pretty funny. I'd subscribe.
So much work.
That's not really. No. You just send me your videos. I'll be your editor, man.
If I don't expect like full pay, like.
The one you edit of Victor, crazy funny kid or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember that guy.
Didn't see the point of it.
I didn't either.
He's just walking around and just zoom in on him for a second.
I know, it was so weird.
I was like, alright. What's this do with Fortnite?
It doesn't, that's the point. It was just so random. By the way, once again, I'm gonna plug my channel. At Creators Kids Skins on YouTube.
Oh my god, my back's killing me.
While I'm trying to plug my channel.
I wasn't yawning. I was in pain.
I was in pain.
Put this, hold this on the ground. I'll just throw it across the room.
One girl's like, if you did that to this one girl in my class, she'd be like,
No, mine. Oh my goodness.
Why do half the students at CC act like freaking 5-year-olds?
I don't know. I'm just sitting over here in, like, my corner, being totally fine, and then I hear everyone, like, being so loud, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Notice me.
I'm just sitting, what the hell? I just sit in the back, like, mind my own business.
He's in the back going,
Most of my classes, kids are usually pretty chill.
Really? I have, like,
and he pulls out a dog.
I have, like, these white girls that are, like, really loud. You know, like, the stereotypical.
Same.
Girl. Like, jeans, white t-shirt.
Mine was 3 of them, and they were, like, hella loud. And one of them bought stuffed animals.
Oh. I have the classic Starbucks girls. White Vans.
That's everybody.
That's everybody.
Well, yeah. That's everybody.
Anyways, yeah. And I had, like, 4 of them in my class. Like, and I was like, oh! Pain. Straight pain. That's what it was. Yeah.
Mm.
You know what this could be right now?
What?
A YouTube video. Yeah.
What would whose channel would this even go on?
Yours, because it can't be on mine.
And they don't, like, I can't, like, show their faces. But even if I do, I'll just be like, that.
Arrows up.
Well, I mean, you don't. Yeah, Tyron that's doesn't cool. necessarily need parent permission, right? But Chase would. You don't.
Obviously.
I do, but my parents don't care.
I don't think Jen's parents care. He's on a newspaper.
Oh, okay, well, never mind. None of
and
us
I'm can. On a book.
Yeah, I was on a newspaper.
You're on a book.
You're on a book, too.
I'm on a book. Did you know that?
I don't remember.
I had a stuff. I'm not trying to name any names, but there was a person that had a picture of me in their pocket. And,
creepy.
And Yagaliza was like, why do you have that? And she's like, have what? And she looked down, and it was like the picture of me with the glove in my hand, in my mouth, and I had the fish.
Oh, the, you know
what? Like,
yeah.
I remember wait. That. I remember art. Yeah, so.
This said, don't point fingers. Hopefully you didn't hear that.
Well, since, you can't talk about this. Let's talk about,
Yeah, let's change the subject.
Let's talk about your relationship.
Yeah, how was your relationship with, so-and-so?
That's old news.
Okay,
we're gonna keep people's names and everything out of this podcast because we don't want anyone knowing anyone else.
Stop using her real name. Let's just call her Becky. Alright.
Wow. Yeah, we'll call her Becky.
No, I saw something else. It was a D-I, and it stands for...
Oh, my God.
Well, that's pretty weird.
I mean, I don't know. Is your channel really PG? Like, is it for kids? Is that what you put on?
I mean, thing?
I was just very confused.
You got a video for a dinosaur eating a sheep.
Because you told us about it. It's probably for you. True. But when I see you at school, like,
my English
you guys didn't too. Walk to lunch together. You guys will meet each other, but you won't walk with each other.
What are you talking about? We did.
No, you didn't.
We did.
You had kind of a far apart relationship.
And
long distance. You guys like never talk.
Long distance. You guys can
go. You guys probably like at a distance. I didn't hear what we were saying. We're not like loud.
You guys go to the mall. You guys sit together. We don't walk together.
I'm pretty sure we walk together.
Well, barely. I really
feel like I would have had a better relationship.
Cool, Esco.
I should ask out someone?
Yeah.
No, see, why not? As long as they're same height as you, or... Mm-hmm. Nah, that's weird. That's
small,
weird.
It's gonna be hard to find.
As long as they're same height, you'll be okay.
I'm 5'9". That's not very high for my age.
I think you have an easy time finding someone like the same height, just not short.
You're this, and this is the girl.
That's like Jesus. A 5-year-old compared to me. What the heck?
What's the matter with you?
What does the height have to do with anything? I could date like a 6-foot woman.
Yeah, just
well, you see.
My uncle actually dates a woman that's 6'2 and he's 5'10, 11.
God, that woman's not going to work.
You're thinking of like all the kids.
They have two kids.
Well, tell their kids it's not going to work.
I mean. If you think about it, I might grow up to be 6 foot.
We're still growing. Well, then hurry up. These are supposed to be the best years of your life, and you're wasting being short.
I'm wasting my child, my age by being short.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's no need to rush, you know? Except for picking up chicks, because my sister says she gets more chicks than I do. Which is probably true. Is it true?
I don't know.
She never talks to
I
us.
I never...
She even says she has a bigger brain than me. It's just
kind of
sad.
Oh, that's
it
weird.
Might be true. I don't know. It's probably true.
I don't know either. Like, and we don't really talk, so I don't know much.
Yeah.
We should talk about ninth grade, but then.
I showed up and I saw.
No, it was before
I
you.
I pick up more dudes than her though.
No.
Wait.
No, it was like before then. At first, we hung out for like.
Once I start getting friend groups, I just left you guys.
I asked this girl, and she said, yeah, sure, I'll be back.
One by one.
You asked this girl out?
You asked somebody?
I asked this girl out, and then she said, oh, yeah, sure, I'll be back.
And then left you, just didn't talk to you. One girl said I was cute, and then I just walked away.
Wow.
And she was talking, and I wasn't listening, and then she said, you're kind of cute. And I was like, that's my time to go. And I just, like, stood there, like, beat red. I knew I was beat red.
Was she cute?
I don't know. I wasn't looking at her. I didn't even know
her.
Like,
yeah,
so I was like, I put my headphones in and I walked away.
I know how that feels.
I don't know. I wasn't looking at her. I wasn't even paying attention. I was just like.
What if it was a dude?
That's why I didn't know. That's why I walked away. Because they said, "You're kind of cute." Not pointing fingers, I'm just going to say they. And they were like, "Oh my God, Karen.
You're a dog person."
They were like, they said, "You can," there was talking, and then they said about something about, "What's your name?" And I didn't answer, and they're like, "Oh, okay. You're kind of cute." And I was like, ah, and I put my headphones in. That's the only part I listened to, because I was like, that's not cute. Walk away, just don't talk.
Like, even if like and, the weirdest girl likes you, it's just, it still feels good.
You gotta take
someone
it.
Likes you.
At one point, I had like 5 girls liking me, and then like, I didn't make my move at all, so I...
Now look at you. Down in the dumps.
You had 5. That's you right. Mess up with the first one, you get a second one. The second one doesn't go bad. You get the third one. The third one doesn't go good. You get the fifth one. And at that fifth one, you mess up, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh,
I was
sister. You only got 5 cents. You only got
because
5 cents.
Because one of them was not a very good person, so I only kind of had 5 options. I can't say names.
Maybe after the podcast. I'm curious to
after the podcast. Maybe. Like, not right now. Oh my God,
I feel like my audience consists of like.
Probably just like me.
No.
That might be like your mom.
We're just sitting there watching the little kids drum.
Oh, yeah.
What?
And then
so,
poor little kids too.
Huh?
It was me, him, and all the other girls. We're just sitting there talking, and then some girl, these like girls came up to us. They looked like they were 12, and they're like, "Hey, she likes you." And then they were like,
and I was like so confused. Like, are you talking to me?
I thought they were talking to me.
Who likes me?
I was like,
just like, what is going
on? We just looked at each other. We're like,
away?
We're like, who were they talking to? I still think about
why
it.
Why do girls get all giggly when they say, "My friend likes you"? And
because it's
being
not
like,
them.
I like you.
I don't know.
But that's what I don't
that's
get.
That's a good
it's
question,
like,
though.
That instead of just being like, "My friend likes you." Like in the Shrek, when she's like, "My friend kind of like digs you, you know?" Like,
yeah,
I told her she should be into like
college
girls.
College girls.
Or college guys. Maybe.
Shrek's a girl. Ooh,
is he? Is he, man?
Is Fiona a boy?
Is Fiona a boy?
Huh.
She looks it.
Is Fergus a girl? Their son?
Fergus.
I feel weird now.
Fergus, the best character ever.
I feel weird now. I'm thinking about that now. I'm
it's
like,
only one
what?
Do they even have genders?
Yeah,
or are they just like all
there's
pee-pee?
Two boys and one girl.
Or are they just all pee-pee?
Hey guys, there's someone outside.
Oh my God, it's dog people.
I keep,
no one would
soon
ever come here to like do anything to any of us.
I wouldn't.
Nobody hates us.
My cousins, when they first moved into our neighbor, to like where I lived, they were paranoid as hell. They're like, "Oh my God, somebody breaks in." I'm like, "What do you think I live?"
Hmm? Anyways.
Is that monkey?
Yes, that's relationships.
I don't have a monkey.
He's on a tricycle.
Back to Yusta's life.
Alright,
yeah.
I have a pretty dope life so far. You know, I'm just chilling in my
so
you know, ripped up gray like PJs with my hairy legs and my ankle socks and this t-shirt and ball cap with this ugly hair. You know, like life is pretty good.
It's terrible for him.
Okay,
Nepali, yeah,
Dynamite.
It's all going downhill. Shit. I recently got over self-diagnosed depression.
Teenagers.
You're literally like 2 years older than me. Not even like 1 year older than me.
I have more experiences. I'm wiser.
Depression is just, it's like a slump, but like really, really bad. Like it's a COVID-19 of a slump. Like you know how COVID-19 is like a slump. Like you're just doing really bad. It's like a bump in the road and you hit it and you're like, "Oh, I just don't feel good, and I don't want to do anything."
Oh, I think.
And then you get over it, right?
I think I had
depression. Is like, whoom, and you really can't get over it, and it's really hard, and you need to go through therapy sometimes, even sometimes medication.
Is it when you're tired and you're sad?
Sometimes
medication
makes
it
worse.
It actually starts from burning yourself out to the point of not, like, just being lazy. That's pretty much what it is, and just being sad and burnt out. That's kind of depression. To tell you, but most people just sigh. It's not like proven.
Sigh.
It's kind of just self-diagnosed. Usually, it's not. I mean, you can tell when you're depressed, but I don't want to get into it because it's really controversial.
Sometimes it's like
political. And I'm not really political, and I'm not really good at science. You know, people.
I just do something fun every day.
Yeah, I know. That's really pretty cool. But you know that the funniest people or the happiest people are the saddest. Did you ever hear that quote? It's like
once.
I think about it every night.
The people, people that lost a lot are the wisest, and the people that
are the happiest are the saddest.
Yeah, and it's like another one.
It's called a gift.
Oh my god! It's what's called a present.
Today is history.
Okay. You swore.
Okay, first off, I don't know who my audience are, so they probably don't care.
I swore once. Daddy, give me an ouch.
Daddy, give me an ouch.
Can I repeat it?
So I'm gonna give you an ouch.
You got like
I know where you're gonna make a movie reference, especially Ted.
I just watched it.
I swore once. Daddy, give me an ouch. Now I'm gonna give you an ouch. Daddy, is he mine forever?
Why does he say that so much? Like, why? How old does he think he is?
He became a pretty good actor.
And he becomes like a actor that always is shirtless.
It's not our reason.
It wasn't Twilight.
He's always shirtless in that movie, I find.
You know, he's a werewolf, and like, when he turns back to a human, his pants aren't ripped, but his shirt's just gone.
His pants are
Isn't it weird that when, like, Bruce Banner transforms into Hulk, his pants stays on
the
still?
The stretchy pants.
Yeah.
Oh.
Haven't you ever seen the
freaking... Yeah, the first one, he's like, I'm done wearing these pants. I'm wearing joggers now.
Yeah, and his girlfriend buys them for him, and they're purple.
I don't know why he got purple.
she said that was the only size.
That's kind of like also his signature look in the comics. Because, like, he wears purple pants.
But then they completely forget about it in the other movies.
I want to see this.
This conversation is, like, just so crazy.
So weird.
Just so you know, audience, this is like the conversations we have every time.
This is our average conversations. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like even Chase is getting into it, man. Like that's how you know this is pretty bang. Is it alright if we use your name?
We probably should ask.
Well, I know Tyron's alright with it.
I just don't care.
Yeah, I'm alright with it because I don't have an English name. It's supposed to be. Everyone knows it was supposed to be Vince, but it's not. That's my grandpa's
such
name.
An old name.
That's my grandpa's name.
I could see that. Like,
and
I could.
Daniel's supposed to be Patrick.
Oh, I get it.
You can't
it.
Really
like
see
a...
my name being like Vincent.
No.
I kind of can.
Make like a Tyler or a Chad.
A Tyler? The Chad?
Hey guys,
wow.
let's test it out. And Tyler Hearn come to the office. Let me try another one.
Yeah.
Chad Hearn, come to the office. Chad Hearn, come to the office. Thank you.
Vincent Hearn.
Vincent Hearn, please come to the office. Vincent Hearn.
Alright, I'll be there in a bit. See you, Teach.
Oh my god, I could see that. That could work.
But that was supposed to be my middle name, actually. But my mom didn't pick... My mom didn't give me Vincent because everyone would call me Vincent instead of calling me Lanalista.
Everyone
calls my sister Guinness sister. Nobody ever calls her by her nickname.
I just don't care.
I never even thought about her having a nickname. Like, what would it be? Yusta?
I've heard it.
Well, I don't want to say it. But
yeah. But like I've heard
don't say her name on here.
I've heard it enough times.
Well, you say her.
You just did. Yeah, you just said her name.
Yes, you did.
You just said her name without even knowing it.
Nobody calls my sister Shrine. They always say her name.
Yeah, you said her. You said her actual name.
I don't think it picked it up, did it?
It did. I think it did.
Okay, well,
just for a fly.
Just don't.
Nobody's like my audience is probably like old people.
Oh, dude, just cut back. That's even worse.
How is that work? Not like really
old people.
Like do this.
Whoa! Can't say do this in here. God.
Sorry. Oh, that's inappropriate.
Really wise
Chase,
people.
Chase, we should just ask the older two, the old men in the room, what a bunch of inappropriate words are. Because we didn't get taught this in school. We're still like teenagers.
Well, I'm sure they get taught.
I mean, the audience, we don't know who the audience is. You never said it's a rated R or PG.
I never
like family friendly content, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So we can ask him whatever we want.
Or we could just
probably shouldn't ask those questions live, though. Like, something gonna be like,
it's
what
not
the
live. Hell? It's not live.
It's recording.
It's a recording, but it's
not live.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Alright, well, let's ask them some old people questions. Like,
no.
Okay. Not right now. Maybe like when we're not.
Expect me
on
to
the
read
podcast.
Comments.
Do you guys want to? Okay, here's a fact that will make you feel old. The first Madagascar was made almost 21 years ago. 20 years ago.
Wow. First Madagascar. I wasn't alive back then.
It was 01. Not even joking. 2001. That's when it was premiered. Right?
Oh,
it was 2000 or 2001.
Okay.
And the first Shrek movie was like 1998, 99.
How does DreamWorks always come out with good sequels?
They always come out the best movies. We've been Disney. Disney sucks, everybody.
Yeah.
But
Disney's first movie are always the best, and then
the sequels
are always the best in DreamWorks.
They try to make them modern and suitable for an audience.
DreamWorks is always so
Pocahontas,
good.
I hate that movie. I hate it so much.
It's not accurate, it's too much hate in this world. Don't talk about something that we all love.
All right.
Pizza.
Kung Fu Panda.
Ninja Turtles.
I'm actually the Kung Fu Panda because I'm fat, you said?
No,
I never said that. I said you should get a tattoo of him.
Oh, well.
Where should I get a tattoo
Where would I get a tattoo of Poe?
On your shoulder.
Why would I get him on my shoulder?
No, on your back.
Because I'm going to wait till I'm 21 or old when I stop being old. Just going to get a tattoo of big stuff whenever
I
stop
growing.
I know why
he's going to get a tattoo when he's 21. He's going to be drunk. He's not going to know what's going on.
I'm
going
to get Neha Sonata tattoos.
He's going to be on.
Neha Sonata's like abs.
Watch.
He's going to
be
like... Why? It's so funny. Chase wants tattoos of Neha Sonata. Everyone make that a trend. Hashtag and make it a trend. Tattoos of Neha Sonata.
Oh my god.
Just some like...
And then send it to him.
You know he teaches college now?
He does?
What? He does? I thought he was still...
I feel like I made him quit his job.
I feel like we all did. He like hated me in school.
Oh yeah.
I find because you know everyone hated me.
Nobody like enough people didn't like you, but you were just like kind of mean to when you were a kid.
Asshole.
You were.
I was just like, oh my god, I wish I could go back.
I remember we were like,
you're especially mean to this poor little boy named Sankalona.
I know, you were like mean to him. All of you were for like no reason.
Had no reason, just because he didn't really speak that much, or he didn't know that much math or something.
We don't know what it was, but you
guys
were mean.
I was gonna ask to everyone, so I don't.
Mostly to him, though. You're so mean. He'd talk to you and you just walk away from him, not saying a word. I felt so bad for him that I started talking to him.
Okay.
And then I started to. He was always the last kid there, and he was the only one I could talk to. But and randomly, he'd just like come to me and he'd be like, "Oh, what's up?" And I'm like, "Oh, hey."
I do.
And then we would just like talk. He was like, "You should be in my friend group." Of his friend group was him and hey, no names.
You said his name like 3 times.
I remember one time. We all made like Indian tacos. And then he didn't get a taco, and everyone looked at him. He was like, "You don't get a taco." And I was like, "Oh, this poor kid split mine in half, gave him half."
Why were we so mean?
I know, I was the only nice guy.
Were you really? But guess what? Guess what? Guess what?
I had to purify
nice
the school.
But guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Shh. Guess what? Tyron. Nice guys.
Always finish
always
that.
Finish that.
Should have known
that.
That. Man.
Gave you my heart for running broke, but
like,
so sad.
How are you talking about?
It's a song.
It's literally a song.
It's
some stupid fantasy.
Mm-hmm. I think I have it. I gotta play it later.
Well, no, we can't play it because it's copyrighted.
I said later, not right now.
Stupido.
I played some copyrighted music on my stream, so I might get copyrighted strike for that.
I got a strike on YouTube. You're too small,
they won't find you.
Yeah,
no. I got a strike on YouTube. I don't know what I did.
I got copyrighted too on one of my videos.
It's probably that video you had of Fiesta being tied up and.
The one you pants me even with my underwear. I was like, come on, man. Like, see, just do my pants.
Accidentally pants.
Yeah, and then you
did not. You did not accidentally.
He didn't know you were wearing
underwear. Yeah. He didn't know. You did not do that accidentally. I can do the torture
of trying to pick your pants back up, man.
Turned down a notch.
I was almost out of that knot, too. I was like, yeah, I'm out. I was almost out, too. I was like, had this much. I'm like, yeah. And I was like, no.
I was watching. I was like, is he actually going to? I feel like he's going to do what I shouldn't watch, but I want to know. Then he did it.
Like, we were, like, just messing around. Like, that's why I didn't, like, actually hit you. And then you were, like, gone too far. And I was like, Jesus.
Hit me.
I was ready for you guys to try to pants me. But I had my tie on super tight.
I was scared.
Mine were on real tight, but he, like, did it twice, which made it double awkward. Like, he did it. And he was like, I was like, ow, my legs. And he did it again. I was like, ah.
It was painful.
And then he had to, like, untie my pants and pull them back up.
I forgot about that for, like, the longest time. Until just now. I'm like,
oh, God. Pull his pants up. It's like, why the actual boo was underwear down or something. He said something like that.
And that's like, I don't remember what I said.
I was like, it was on accident, don't do it. You pulled my pants and underwear down and I'm so mad. Like,
not looking.
I remember like after you guys left, we just didn't talk to each other.
Who, me and you? Yeah, we just played Among Us.
Are you done? Did you pull his pants up, turn around? Still completely naked. I said something, he's like, whoa.
What did I do? There. So helpless. I was like, help me. And it was like, at least pull my underwear back up.
He helped you.
I didn't. Even though my face was in your butt and I wasn't still pulling your pants up, I was like, oh my God.
I was ready to fart just to make the torture even more.
It's so funny.
I get
like flashbacks of that from time to time. I'm like,
can I delete that?
So
too
mad at me. Did you delete that?
I deleted it, yeah.
Go on his iCloud and bring it up.
Oh, yeah, can I just check something?
I want to see it.
Yeah?
No.
But no.
I'm sure you deleted it. It was fun. It was still there.
Plus, I don't have iCloud, so I never like updated it or anything, so.
That's not how it works.
I don't know. I never got like, yeah, it's still going. It just like randomly like signs me into apps and I'm like, oh, okay. It's not annoying, I'm just, just desensitized to it.
I've been talking too much. Chase, let's hear your opinions on whatever you think.
Interesting.
Yes, yes indeed.
Anyway,
one time me and my
no names, man.
Cousins and friends were going down to the river. We're gonna jump in the water. We're just about to, and then this huge fish comes swimming out of the dock. I thought it was a rock, but I never saw it before. It started moving. It was like, it's probably about like thick, like that's how wide it was.
So what, like about 2 feet? Like a foot?
Like a foot wide.
Like, how many carp?
Huge. That's fish. Scary. I think it was like a carp.
Scary carp.
Whoa. And jumped in.
Oh, and then there's also a gar underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like little gars, we always get them like every year.
Mm.
I want to just grab it.
I remember Bubba told our cousin to jump in the water. He's about to jump in. And then he seen that gar swim right under, like, right by the dock.
The gar's kind of scary looking. It's like a cheetah print.
Their gars are so scary, though. So they have, cool like, huge teeth, though.
Wait, what's a gar?
It's a small one, though. It's, like, on this big.
I'm gonna have to, like, look that up later. It's a kind of
fish.
Oh, they're scared, though. It's, yeah. They still.
It looks like a... It looks kind of like a pike.
Like a sturgeon.
But, like, a skinny sturgeon slash pike looking thing, and they have real long noses.
And they stand still forever.
Yeah.
I remember, like...
They almost look like they're dead.
I remember before I went to CC, they wanted... My mom wanted me to get some credit, so she sent me this 2-week camp on Thompson Island, and I hated it.
What?
I just hated... these were freaking kids from Ottawa, and they were like just neglecting me, and they're like, I don't give a shit about you. I mean, I talked to some of them, but like then they forget about me the next day.
Those are Ottawa kids, man.
And I'm like,
which Ottawa kids?
Monsters. What? And they like knew each other too, and I was like that weird awkward kid, and I'm like, what do I do? Do I make
you fun? Know what's sad?
No.
I had somebody ask me if we rode horses on the Riz. And I was just like, no. They were like, what do you do on the Riz? Like, how do you get around? And I was like, with a car. So I was like, oh, you don't ride horses? And I was like,
huh.
What?
What are you supposed to do? Like, yell at him? Or, like, what'd you do?
No, I was just like, what? And he was like, do you guys, like, live in TVs? And I was like,
no.
I just, like, sighed real long, like, and I looked at him, like, real slow, and he's like, what? And I was like, no, we don't. We don't at all. Like,
we're
no.
pretty modern.
Yeah, and he's like, what do you guys do? And I was like, what do you do? And he's like, nothing.
Tell a life story.
And he was just like, nothing. And I was like, well, I guess we do the same thing then. And then he's like, oh, that's, huh. I was like, disappointing, huh? And I was like, sorry, we're so colonized. And he's like, oh, like his face turned beet red. And he just, because it was a white kid. And I was like, oh my, he's just like beet red.
What are you supposed to?
He never talked to me again after that. I know my rights, man. I know what to say. Sometimes that's okay. But I don't have a filter. So I just blah.
I just don't care. At all.
So I could say something that I don't even know the meaning of. Like, I could say C-U-N-T. And I don't know what it means. And then they're just like,
oh! Why would you say that?
It's just an example. I wouldn't actually say that.
So if you would say that, what other words would you say?
N-word. Don't bring that up. I said dagger.
No, you didn't.
Definitely did. I said dagger, okay?
Hold on, let's bring this up. Jeez.
Yeah, don't bring it up.
Okay, well, let's not talk about this. Like, can we talk about this later?
Sure. Please?
Can we just enjoy our dinner? Like,
our dinner? It goes.
Can we just enjoy our 4-year anniversary, please?
What?
Okay.
No.
We literally just watched that movie. 2 seconds.
Yeah, I get it. It's just...
It didn't really feel like a good time.
Okay, sorry. I mean, sorry for my Ted reference.
Ted head over here.
It was so weird standing at the cash register, squirting stuff on his face. I was dying laughing.
All right, that's where I draw the line.
It's like... Okay, I guess
I just like I like seeing Seth MacFarlane in that. Like, he wasn't Peter Griffin or, like, any of his Family Guy characters. Yeah. Instead, he was, like, this whole other person.
Kind of just sounded like Peter Griffin the whole time.
But, like, he wasn't
the same.
Yeah.
Sounded Elvis-like.
But it wasn't.
I saw the sequel, and he goes, and then, like, one of these lawyers is like, I can't say that on a podcast. Thoroughly using a plant to enjoy themselves.
Oh, my God.
Well, what? You want me to say the real thing?
No, it's just...
Exactly.
Just so wordy.
Anyway, okay,
I think we should wrap it up.
Fine. I'll talk about it later.
We can talk about it in the next...
I mean, we're so close to that 1-hour mark again.
Oh, yeah.
Do we really want to go for 2 hours?
I'm pretty sure we can go for two hours now. That's because you were like...
You do like switch spots. He didn't want to start the second podcast, but you're all go for it.
You're like,
but now, like, he wants to continue and you want to stop.
I'm tired, man. 1:30 in the morning.
So? You said you can't sleep.
I know. You like talking to sleep.
I have poo. That's the problem, man.
Go then.
Alright, well, I guess you guys are going to have to continue on without me.
Here, guys. This one time,
I'll be gone.
I went to the bathroom, and I seen you still.
No, I know.
We'll be right back with you after these commercials.
I wish I had ads. I'd be paid so much.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I don't know what to do now. I kind of want to end it, but like at the same time, I don't.
So how's married life?
What?
How's married life?
I'm not married.
Of course, when you're married.
Why wouldn't I be?
You're legally old enough.
Yeah, but like, why would I be?
Why not?
I don't want to be. Not right now.
Why?
Because.
You're saying you're not committed?
I mean, like, I would not say that, but I guess. I mean.
Property, brothers. Why are you getting that kind of notification?
Hey.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's been playing like iMessage games and stuff. Mm. Just so one of my friends. Maximum.
Friends, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's like the only person that can play iMessage games with. So.
Oh, him.
Oh my God! Don't start.
I'm not starting nothing.
You're gonna start some.
You're starting it yourself.
Damn.
Why are you seeming so defensive over this kid?
I don't know.
Chewing your nails. Seriously, you're sound stress.
I'm waiting. I kind of want to get political, but like, I don't really know that much about politics. So.
Changing the subject. Interesting.
Very interesting. Chase just looks bored. Like, out of
his
mind.
He's been sleeping for a while.
Wait, Chase, are you asleep?
Turns out I just have gas.
Oh.
Run.
I thought Chase, we thought Chase was asleep.
Wait for it. It's gonna go, bleh. I have bad breath right now.
Cover this face. You look like you just took a nap.
I kinda did.
Damn.
You're tired?
We had
tired
like.
Before me? I did just stand up.
I do kinda wanna like sleep outside.
Yeah, I got up at 8 this morning.
Yeah,
I think we all did.
No, I was up, then I was asleep, then I was up, then I was
that's
asleep.
That's how I am. Like, I get up and I'm just like,
my dad makes me wake up at 7 every morning because he's like, get up, get ready for class. You can't stay in bed and do your class. And I'm like, he says,
podcast right now. How would you even get ready for online? You just get up and log on. And that's
he was
it.
Like, get up and go get take a shower and be ready for this. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, like be ready for the day. I mean, that's not that part I don't really mind.
I wake up right whenever it starts. And I slam on real quick.
I just don't want.
You know, it starts at 8:10, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to get on right away. You don't have to get on.
I have like exactly. I used to get up like really early and I still had like lots of time, so I'm like, what do I do just to kill time?
I know today I woke up at like 6 and then I went back to bed, didn't wake up till like 8.
Why I
woke up like at 6 and went back to bed. I dreamed about dog people.
I kept imagining that and I kept thinking of like the movie Cats.
When we went camping I woke up and I was standing out there and I got windburned real bad. I came back home and I was like, oh, my face hurts. I think I got sunburned. I'm like, no.
Was it when you guys went camping and I was in New York?
Which one? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You guys. You guys were telling me about it. You know, like, it was
really
cold.
You gotta do it at one of your guys' house, not my house, because it's so close to the house.
I don't really care.
And. No.
Yeah, but the dog people come, we can just. Right there. But his grandfather's gonna run all the way up, and then his grandfather's gonna get
I remember we tried to like camp, and it was like raining hella bad. Me and Chase were still in the rain. You like went in there, I think you were like ahead of us.
Yeah, I was running.
You were like booking at me.
And Chase had like, food in my hand. I was running. Dad brought like ribs or chicken wings or something. I was running and trying to save
them. Yeah.
Then I ate them all before you guys got there.
We just didn't care. Like,
so good.
Yeah. I kind of don't mind.
There's still 3 more Fresca bottles left in the fridge. Not in my fridge.
You're
anyways,
in the fridge?
Yeah, go.
Like, I think, I don't know what it is. Something about camping is just fun.
Yeah, I find it fun. It's even better whenever you, like, actually camp and not.
In, like, the woods, so your backyard. Because that's how.
No, I find it might be better, like, if you're alone and not, like, going up to grab food whenever your parents make it. And it's like, there's a difference between camping. And sleeping outside in the tent, you know?
Mm.
With a fire. Like what me and Tyron and Chase did, that was camping. what we did at your house, that was, or at your grandfather's beach, that was camping.
That was considered.
Because you didn't make us anything to eat.
Yeah, I felt bad. I felt really bad.
And I dropped my hot dog twice.
Hot dog. Dogs were gonna feast.
I thought the dogs
were gonna start humping each other. Dog people were mean.
Dog people were mean.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I can never stop thinking about that.
I keep imagining it. It looks so weird.
Would that even work?
I don't know. That was so scary. I didn't think about it.
Do you just get the hairs and like combined DNA?
Oh, no, it scared me because I saw this video. It was like a real or fake video. And there's this dog girl literally like ran around.
Scared because their hands were in there. No, they had like, some of them had like dog fingers.
Paws.
They can't move it like that. And then other people had like four fingers over here and a thumb up there, but of human fingers.
That's so funny. like a kids cartoon show would be.
It'd be okay.
I don't know.
But everyone was just so okay with it.
What? Imagine living in a society like that? Having like cat and turtle and dog people.
I just never leave my house. I just never leave my house.
You have to leave your house.
Imagine if it's frog people.
Imagine you just like eat all those people.
Frog people doesn't sound too bad.
They come out the swamp like this.
I saw a picture of like a dog. I saw a picture of a dog with human eyes. It looked weird. Like kind of creepy too. Like,
stop talking about this.
I saw a picture of a shirt and a horse.
Oh man.
Shut up, Chase. You can't see the things I've seen. You don't understand.
I've had weird dreams, but I don't know if like talk about where they. It's just weird.
We're done with the dream categories. Yeah. We still got 10 minutes.
Remember when we were at Thompson Island?
It was like
all of us, like with my cousins and your friends. No. Nuggets and them at Thompson Island.
The nuggets? Camp. Oh, nuggets.
I remember that.
And then you guys were, oh, we should totally do this next year. I go back next year, just me alone. I was so sad and lonely.
That's not like I would go to a program and then be gone, and then I go to the next one.
The thing is, though, I probably could have had a girlfriend that time. Because I was just sitting at the campfire, and then she's like, oh, you're cute. I'm like, oh, thanks. Didn't think about it. Don't even know. I think it was, who owns the place?
What place?
Thompson Island, that camp.
Probably shouldn't name places.
That old lady.
Yeah. Well, it's Thompson Island. Thompson Island. Everyone on the res knows. We're not sponsored, by the way.
I wish I was sponsored.
I kind of feel like sponsorship and all that stuff, it's kind of like...
By the way, it was like old man who runs the place.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob.
Great granddaughter or granddaughter.
Was she cute?
Was she?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
She had this team for bro where it kept falling off.
Oh, okay, that's enough.
I wasn't looking. It's just, it was so annoying. I was trying to swim, turn around, like, whoa, look away. I'm like, oh, jeez, I'm sorry. And I seen this little catfish in the water, and I had to book it in. Because I was.
You got afraid of little catfish?
It's a cat person.
It's just a cat.
Alright, that's what it...
We're not done.
Are we done? Alright.
No,
I'm scared of it because I recently read about this fish that looks like catfish, but they're not really catfish, and that they're also poisonous. And I was like, I don't want to get poisoned.
I had a dream about that.
Wait, shut the hell up. You were up there. You can't see the things I see.
You can't scare the heck out of me.
Following me around, teleporting everywhere I teleport.
Why did you hear something?
They're coming.
You hear a rumble?
It's the motorcycles.
I just saw him jump.
Everybody knows dog people love to give riding motorcycles.
What would that? I can't even think.
I kind of think of Paw Patrol, like Paw Patrol. Oh, like this.
Fucking
tail.
What's the bit of ugly cars?
And all the motorcycles with like the big wheels.
I've seen some like dark theories about that show. You don't want to know though.
Don't want to talk about it on here. Wait, my recent one or the C one?
I don't care.
Oh, well,
don't even talking about on Discord.
I don't want to talk about it because I might be going there tomorrow.
What was it?
But we're just friends now.
All right, I'll go with you.
What is it?
I'm not sure everything's okay.
What is it?
I'll talk to you about it after this, but I don't want to talk about it on you because I'm
share your pain.
But I don't
want to
help you. No, because I don't know if she listens to this, and I don't want to share.
Well, she
wasn't
gonna know what this is.
I don't care. It might blow up one day.
Watch what? One day, in gym class, I had a crush on this one girl, and we're playing kickball, right?
No, what? You just catch the ball and whip it out of her feet, and you win her.
No. She was on my side.
Like me.
So I went to kick it. Bust. I wasn't good at aiming, I guess. It went, boom, right in the head.
You hit her?
Yeah.
What was her name?
I can't see names on here. And I'm like, oh, I am sorry. She's like, it's okay. It was the best day of my life.
Well, you should have done something like give her ice.
Give her ice
and be like, gym. Is your head okay? She'd be like, yeah.
It was a phone ball still. I don't know. I had such bad luck with throwing that day.
Jesus.
I caught the ball and passed it to my friend, and then I hit him in the head. I was like, "What the hell's going on?"
Is your head okay? Do you need ice?
No,
it's okay. Actually, it is okay.
I was like, I'm just too cool for you. All right, we're meant to be in the same.
So how do you actually, for all the viewers out there, for the 3 minutes we have, how do you get a girlfriend? Tell them how you get a girlfriend, Tyron.
Well, you see, you suppress your feelings for so long. You wait a really long time until you just don't really care anymore. And then you just tell them. And then they care. And then you go not care.
Yeah, that's...
But then suddenly start caring. But you see, you're just so lazy, you don't want to do nothing. That's the American dream, everyone.
Oh my god. Alright, well, I think we're gonna.
Well, I think we're done.
No, don't press it. We have to have that 7 million.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was.
Just wanna press the flag.
What does the flag do? It doesn't do anything. Alright, well, let's end this on a good note, on a high note.